This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in, Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, who's pitch inning for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at Houston to bring you the game between the homestanding Houston Wildcats and the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins. Houston needs to play well tonight to make this an interesting Shelby County League boys basketball game. Fort Laramie's won 2 in a row, 5-3 on the year. Houston 0-6. Wildcats have experienced the last few years a little bit of a drought in terms of talent level. They're starting to rebuild, and in the next couple years, the Wildcats should be right back on track to make matters even a little more difficult the last few seasons. Houston has been in Division III for boys basketball. 13 straight wins for Fort Laramie over Houston. The last time Houston defeated Fort Laramie was back in December of 2013. Houston won right here by a final score of 63-59. Most of those 13 straight wins by Fort Laramie have not been close. Redskins have won them rather easily. The Bodkins-Fairlawn game scheduled for tonight postponed. In fact, the Fairlawn Anna game scheduled for last Friday, as you know, was postponed. Those makeup dates have been reset. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these from Fort Laramie: M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of;
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. And don't forget M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. I think I addressed one or two of them at least twice, Mike.
Good. It's all right.
Good crowd filing in here tonight. In fact, with a capacity of 1,400 to 1,500 here in Houston, I've been informed by the athletic director, Craig Knopf, that they can fit in, based on protocols, about 260, 265 here tonight. The gymnasium, when full, does approach some 1,500. In fact, it and Anna are the second largest gymnasiums in the Shelby County Athletic League. Houston 0-6 on the year. As I mentioned, the Wildcats have had difficulty scoring. Offense has been the challenge. The Wildcats will need to slow it down tonight, make a better percentage of shots. Fort Loramie doesn't get in too much of a hurry offensively. Redskins like to win with points in the 50s. Houston's got to get that many to make this a tight ball game tonight. Houston has been beaten by Botkins, 59-28, Anna, 87-34, Jackson Center, 67-15. The last three Shelby County League games for Houston. They did drop a game to Ansonia by a score of 43-30. Were beaten by Rushi, 66-34, and lost to Fairlawn, 71-28, in the Wildcats League opener. A variety of different leading scorers all year long for this Houston team. We'll highlight them for you. Jake List, a 5'11 junior forward, has been the leading scorer most often throughout the campaign, but a number of other players have chipped in along the way. Ryan Healy, Wyatt Kunk, Elijah Beaver, Parker Herrick, Xavier Ballencipher. They've all contributed, but Houston needs that breakout game, that 15-point night from one of these young men, and more than likely, if it's going to happen, it's going to be Jake List. Fort Loramie battling injuries. They get Grant Albers back in the post tonight at 6 feet 3 inches tall, but are losing Nate Meyer. He's got a high ankle sprain. Nate has had a hand injury since the end of football. During the football season, he had a hamstring injury, and now he's on crutches as I see him leaving the floor here at Houston. He's got a high ankle sprain. Grant Albers is back from an early season ankle sprain suffered in the game with Jackson Center. So Fort Loramie trying to get healthy. We'll have a stretch here where there is some time off. Fewer games in an expansive time over the holidays. So maybe head coach Corey Brittenstein can get well for the stretch run over January and the first half of February heading into the tournament. Head coach for the Houston Wildcats is Mark Platfoot, and Mark has been at the helm for 4 years. You may remember that Mark played basketball at Jackson Center. He was a 2002 grad, and as a senior, he played for head coach Bill Reichert. That was after Scott Elkert's first period of tenure as the head coach at Jackson Center. Scott then returned shortly thereafter, as Scott's accumulated 20 years at Jackson Center. During the sophomore and junior years at Jackson Center, when Houston head coach Mark Platfoot played, he was coached by John Cook for a couple of seasons. Last 2 years, Fort Loramie, an easy winner, 55-30 and 51-33 over Houston. That was in 2019-20. And then a couple years ago, Houston played Fort Loramie pretty tough in the game here. That was in 2018-19. Redskins won it 47-40. Fort Loramie won at home that season by a score of 53-36. As I mentioned, Houston has been beaten by Fort Loramie 13 straight times. These Fort Loramie Redskins won three, lost three, have won their last two, beating Midwest Athletic Conference opponents St. Henry and Versailles, beating St. Henry in a game that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com 1 week ago. That final tally was 47-33 Fort Loramie. And then on Saturday night, Fort Loramie down to Versailles 40-31. The game was not that close. Fort Loramie had a sizable lead, pushing 18 or 19 with just two and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Colin Moore has been rounding into shape, scoring the basketball for Fort Loramie. He's been starting with regularity, the quarterback on the football team. He had 9 against Versailles. Caleb Maurer had 8 in that game. Welcome back Grant Albers against Versailles. He chipped in with 3. Caleb Meyer had 16 in the win by Fort Loramie over St. Henry. Prior to that, Fort Loramie suffered back-to-back overtime defeats at the hands of New Bremen, 36-35, and Botkins, 44-37. Caleb Meyer had 13 against New Bremen. Caleb Maurer had 17 against Botkins. Lane Frilling was a high score in Fort Loramie's loss on the road at Anna to open the year in wins over Rushi, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Caleb Maurer had 14 and 16 against Rushi and New Knoxville. And Colin Moore had 13 points against New Knoxville. And against Jackson Center, Caleb Maurer was the leading scorer in that game. Grant Albers, by the way, on the road at Rushi in the season opener for Fort Loramie, had 12. That's the kind of production the Redskins need to get from Grant Albers in the post. His Houston starting five includes junior Jake List, junior Ryan Ely, senior Wyatt Kunk, junior Elijah Beaver, and sophomore Parker Herrick. So it is a young team which will graduate just one starter this spring. So Houston will return 4 of its 5 starters next season. The Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side will graduate a lot of seniors. So look for Houston and Rushi to be in the mix among the competitors next year in the SCAL. Meanwhile, this Fort Loramie team is senior-laden. Caleb Meyer, Devin Ratterman, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, Colin Moore, Nolan Burning, and Isaac Maurer, 6'4 senior off the bench, all 12th graders for Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our great underwriting anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Online for more information at osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We are also privileged to be online tonight thanks to these Rushi sponsors. We say hello to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. Don't forget big savings. Everything at the Jewelry Barn has been reduced in price, 15 to 50% off. That's right, 15 to 50% off. You heard me right. All the way up through December 24th. Stop in at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return with the starting lineups in a moment from here at Houston. It's the Redskins and the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wygant Real Estate Development, a new underwriting sponsor here. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind at Wygant. Wygant Real Estate Development, the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we've assisted residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Located on the southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Ferris Street Park and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. There's no substitute for experience. We continue at Wygant to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant, 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T. WygantDevelopment.com. Junior varsity game tonight was won by Fort Laramie, 69-26 over Houston. As our starting lineups for both clubs are being introduced, for the home team, Houston in the white with red numerals, white numbers outlined in red, Jake List, 6'2", junior guard, Ryan Ely, 5'9", junior guard, Wyatt Kunk, 6-foot senior to wing, Elijah Beaver out front, 5'7", junior, Parker Herrick, 5'8", sophomore. Houston, quite small. Fort Laramie is not a big team in terms of height, but some of these Redskins are football players, a little more robust in thickness. So Houston has got to slow it down, maximize good shots, and keep this game in the 40s and shoot a high percentage, no question about that. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Laramie. The Redskins in the opening five have Caleb Maurer along with Caleb Meyer. Nate Meyer, not in the picture tonight, out with a high ankle sprain. Colin Moore is in the opening five along with Grant Albers. Fort Laramie missed its first shot, got the rebound, then threw it away. Here's Houston attacking to our left. It's List on the arc. Being defended by Albers is Jake List. On the weave, it goes to Wyatt Kunk. Nice handoff on the play to Ely in the lane. Little runner from 7 feet. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound Fort Laramie. Bad pass. Stolen by Wyatt Kunk. Baseline left jumper. No. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Houston's ball again. Wildcats with possession for an eternity here in the first minute of this game. Colin Moore, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, Nolan Burning, Grant Albers on the floor for Fort Laramie. Outside, running the point, it is Ely now for Houston. Ely's got it high right. Albers comes out to meet him. Houston smaller, perhaps a half step quicker, or would like to think they are. We'll try to dive and kick, penetrate the lane, then find the open three-point shooter against Fort Laramie here tonight. We played a minute and a half, no score. Baseline left, it's Wyatt Kunk, defended well by Caleb Meyer. Behind him to the three-point shooter, Parker Herrick. The 5'8 sophomore missed it, short, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Ball tossed to midcourt to Colin Moore. Out of burning between circles. Top of the key, it goes to Grant Albers, picked up by List. And inside, Caleb Meyer cuts. Colin Moore at the elbow on the left, now to Albers. Albers flings it behind him to a teammate. Then there's a bad pass, far corner of the floor. Wearing 54 tonight is Caleb Maurer, not 11. That pass was deflected out by Houston. We played 2 minutes, opening stanza, no score. Fort Loramie has not been able to put up many shots yet. Houston with a lengthy possession in the first minute. Here's Colin Moore, baseline right, powers to the rim, off balance, banked it high off the window, no. Rebound Houston. Parker Herrick on the giddy-up. On a weave to teammate List. Now to Ely. Sloppy pass right side. Stolen by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. He glides down the floor. Up and in for two. Caleb Meyer, a bucket for the Redskins. 2.5 minutes in. Fort Loramie's on the board 2-0. Here's Parker Herrick. Gives it up to Ryan Ely. Now to Herrick. Bounce pass low on the right to List. Tries to maneuver against Albers. Fadeaway shot blocked. Deflected by Albers. Far side of the floor. Burning. Can't recover it. Out of bounds to Houston. Wildcats will throw in. About halfway up the floor from the corner. In Houston's attacking half of the court. Ball thrown out on top. It goes to Herrick. Herrick bounces. Feeds down in low to a teammate. Handled there by Parker Herrick. Herrick can't shoot. He's got Grant Albers all over him. Feeds on the arc to Ely. Now to List. Outside the arc on the left to Wyatt Kunk. Houston moving the ball well. That time a little careless. Dribbling off the shoe was the ball handler. Kunk for Houston and Fort Loramie will bring it down. Leading 2-0 with 4:49 to go in the first. Token pressure backcourt by Houston. Albers at the timeline gives it up on the play to Burning. Burning crossover dribble. High left, it's Colin Moore. Moore on a weave. Now here's Caleb Meyer, 25 feet away. Near side pass, Caleb Maurer. Skips it cross-court to Burning. Shot fake on the arc, now a drive. Burning passed one up. Fed it to Caleb Maurer, opposite. His three-point gunner hit the back brace, came down to Houston. 4:20 to go in the first. Head coach Mark Blatfoot, fourth year at Houston, on his feet, challenging his Wildcats, who've allowed just one bucket to Fort Loramie in the first half of the initial period. 2-0, the Redskins lead. Here's Ryan Ely trying to squeeze in outside the lane on the left. Little bunny hop and a walk. Well, Fort Loramie will bring it down, leading 2-0. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And don't forget, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Very slow scoring pace to this game. Here's Burning at the elbow on the right. Leans in, shoots from 14. It rimmed, but he might have been flicked on the wrist as he released it. That is the call. A couple of foul shots here for Nolan Burning of Fort Loramie. 5'11 senior. Eyes the goal and pops it home. 3-0 Fort Loramie. Substitution for Houston. Xavier Ballancifer, 6'1 junior on the floor. Corey Britton, seventh year at the helm of the Redskins program. Year number 4 for Coach Blatfoot and Houston. Second free throw Burning, front rim, backboard, and in it goes. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 3:38 to go, first period. Deep in the left corner, Ballancifer for Houston. Boy, he's hemmed in. He's got to get rid of it. And before he throws it out of bounds, head coach Blatfoot gets a timeout for Houston. We'll take a full one-minute break. Fort Loramie 4, Houston nothing. 3:34 left in the first. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, one heck of a hustle play by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, or I should say Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. After the Houston timeout, he went to the floor, scraped up a loose ball, darted the other way, made a neat driving layup around a Houston player, and Elijah Beaver was fouled in the act of scoring and just completed the three-point play, dropping in his free throw. 3:19 left in the first. Fort Loramie up 7-0. Another steal. Albers outlet. Fort Loramie hits Caleb Maurer on the dead run. Up and in for two. Then a foul. A Wildcat trailer went over the back. And Caleb Maurer toes the line with Fort Loramie up 9-0. Big spurt by the Redskins, who had 2 points after the first 4 minutes. They've struck for seven in the last 50 seconds. Free throw curled around, came out. Rebound thumped out of bounds by Albers of Fort Loramie. Houston brings it down, trailing 9-0, 3:10 left in the first. You know, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Turnover Houston. Fort Loramie's got it back. Albers left corner to Lane Frilling, who's in now. Lane Frilling, 6'3 junior. Throws to Nolan Burning. Cross court, Caleb Maurer. Drives baseline right. Bank shot en route to the rim. Hits it. Caleb Maurer, very athletic. Skipped along the baseline. Found a route to the rim. 11-0 Fort Loramie. Long fadeaway three ball by Houston. Yes, Luke Beaver in off the bench. Connects on a 23-footer. The 5'9 soft Beaver lights it up for Houston. It's 11-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. Wildcats need a lot more of that. They'll need to shoot a high percentage of threes to stay in this game tonight. Here's a skip pass by Caleb Maurer. Long one cross court to Caleb Meyer, who leaped in the air to save it from going out of bounds. Top of the key, Albers, right side Caleb Maurer. He's doubled momentarily, pulls up at the elbow, leaves a 15-footer short. Rebound Houston. Zipping down the floor, Luke Beaver tries to go to the post with a pass picked off by Caleb Maurer. Outlet to Albers. Behind him to Burning, who sets and shoots the three. Off to the right, no good. Stick back, Albers. It missed. Loose ball rebound, Frilling in the lane. Up and in by Lane Frilling. Feather-like touch. Hit the front rim, and it went over the iron, kerplunk, and through. 13-3 Fort Loramie. Minute 15 to go in the first. Foul line for Houston. It's List. He barges down the left side of the lane. Awkward shot. Back to the basket. No good. Rebound for Lormie. Down to Grant Albers. Right wing shot from 15 feet. Short. No good. Rebound Houston. Foul. Backcourt against late Lane Frilling of Fort Lormie on the reach. 1 minute to go in the first. 13-3 in favor of Fort Lormie. We'll return in a moment. Redskins up 10. 60 seconds left in the opening quarter. No, we do not have a timeout. My error. We'll continue with play. Buzzer sounded. I thought Houston had signaled a TO, but not the case.
I thought maybe I had missed something there for a minute.
Wildcats with the ball. Far left wing, Parker Herrick. Skips it cross court to teammate Luke Beaver. Baseline. Houston now trapped beneath the rim. Ball flipped up in the air by Luke Ryan, who's in, a 5'9 junior, overshot it. Weak side rebound. Houston can't collect it. It goes out of bounds to Fort Lormie. 36 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter, 13-3, Fort Lormie on top. Midcourt, Caleb Maurer for the Redskins. Outside the arc on the right to Frilling. Frilling thought about throwing baseline to Caleb Meyer. Instead, rose up, shot it from three-point land, and drilled it. Two nice buckets by Frilling here for Fort Lormie. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-3, Fort Lormie. That was not ruled a three. He had a foot on the line. Houston attacks with a triple. Long one, Parker Herrick, no good. A second left. Here's a midcourt shot by Caleb Meyer of Fort Lormie online. Hit the heel and kicked away. First quarter's in the books. Fort Lormie 15, Houston 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Lormie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are at Houston. And the Wildcats trail Fort Lormie 15-3, opening 20 seconds, second quarter. Lane Frilling on the arc for Fort Lormie, has a bit of a crease down the lane, runs over a Houston defender. Offensive foul, Frilling of the Redskins.
Yep. Picks up his second.
Bodkins Trojans lead the Shelby County Athletic League 4-0 in league play. Anna 2-1, Fairlawn 2-1, Jackson Center 3-2, Fort Lormie 2-2, Rushi 1-3, Houston 0-5. Anna is at Rushi tonight. Bodkins, Fairlawn, Jackson Center not playing in the league. Bodkins, the only one of the bunch, unbeaten overall at 6-0. Hot start for the experienced Trojans. Here's a bad pass by Houston down inside. Devin Raderman picks it off, and he's called for a microscopic traveling violation. Fort Lormie coaches say, really? 7:19 to go, second quarter. 15-3 Fort Lormie. Houston inbounding below the rim. Thrown deep right corner to Herrick. Herrick tries to work his way in on the taller Frilling. Bounce pass down low on the right to List. List is bottled up. Gets rid of it to Luke Beaver 25 feet away. He jumps into the lane, reaches up against Frilling. And is it a hack by Frilling? Is it a travel?
Travel.
Violation Houston.
I showed that as unofficially the ninth turnover.
Pretty good defense by Fort Loramie on that play. Redskins, a little more brawny, certainly taller. Fort Loramie, though, in terms of height, not an overly sized boys team. Houston just fairly small. Here's Lane Frilling outside the arc on the left for Fort Loramie. Pretty good look. Left it short, over the shoulder foul on the rebound against Fort Loramie. Houston's played fairly good defense so far. Wildcats just cannot find the cylinder. Only one bucket so far, and that was made by Luke Beaver. 12-point lead Fort Loramie, opening a minute 20 of the second quarter. Ball being romped to midcourt by Xavier Ballencipher, who's in. Throws baseline left to teammate Ryan Ely. His 15-footer caromed off the rim, went out of bounds. Touch last by Fort Loramie, which couldn't contain it. And Houston will throw in baseline left. It's Luke Ryan. Grant Alvarez checks back in for Lane Frilling for the Redskins. Playmaker Luke Ryan for Houston. Goes on the arc to Herrick. Gives it up straight away to Ely. Backs Devin Ratterman down. Ball thrown to the back cutter, Ryan, below the rim. Pitches on the arc to Parker Herrick. Bingo on a triple. Houston needs a hot percentage behind the arc to stay in this game. Here's Fort Loramie winding its way down the floor into the paint area. Goes Nolan Burning. Tries to weave a bounce pass to Grant Albers, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Houston. 15-6 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Nolan Burning to Devin Ratterman, 25 feet out. Outside the arc on the left is Caleb Maurer. Colin Moore straight away. Right flank, Nolan Burning puts it on the deck. Still on the arc. Now to Devin Ratterman, three ball. It's en route. It is in and out. Went all the way to the top of the backboard. Sat up there for an instant and then dropped down and swished. Devin will take it. That's just how he planned it. 18-6 Fort Loramie. 5:40 left in the second. Here's Luke Ryan driving through the paint for Houston. Gives it up to teammate Ryan Ely. Ely back to the basket, reaching in. Devin Ratterman gets mitts on the ball, causes a tie-up. Arrow favors Houston. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Oh, here's a theft at the top of the circle by Nolan Burning. He goes barreling down the floor, missed a hard driving layup. Colin Moore is there for the stick back. Moore, Johnny on the spot for Fort Loramie, puts in the rebounder to make it 20-6. Fort Loramie in the lead by 14, 4:59 to go, second quarter. Here is Ballencipher outside the arc for Houston, throws to the right corner, broken up by Moore of Fort Loramie, then touched last by Houston, goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Luke Beaver. Checking in, Elijah Beaver for Houston. Ryan Ely comes out. This Houston roster does not have a player over 6'2". Listed 6'2", Brandon Pollock, a senior, who sees little time. He's at 6'2". It is a small club. And as I mentioned in the pregame, to add insult to injury, Houston has been Division III last few seasons. Here's a nice steal by the Wildcats. Good takeaway by Luke Ryan. Comes up the floor, top of the circle, handoff to Parker Herrick. Open from 15, bingo. Couple of field goals for Parker Herrick for Houston. 22-8 Fort Loramie. Grant Albers, shot fake, top of the key. Streaks down the lane, fouled en route to the basket. Good move, but Grant. Luke Beaver got him. Foul on the floor. Team foul situation, 4 in Houston, 3 Fort Loramie. 4:19 to go in the second. Fort Loramie leads it 22-8. Deep right corner, Albers inside to Caleb Maurer, posting up. Little four-footer right in front, an easy one. Caleb Maurer got position after the ball was inbounded. No stopping him on that play. 22-6 Fort Loramie. Here's Parker Herrick finding an open player down low on the left. It's Wyatt Cunk, overshot it, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Caleb Meyer. Here's Devin Ratterman. Burning straight away. Flips it near side to Albers. He hangs on. Guarded by Luke Beaver. Now Nolan Burning. Bounce pass for Albers, trying to post up. Fumbled the ball. Got away from him. Went over the inline to Houston. 3:43 left in quarter number two. 22-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Again, thank you, Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas for Christmas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Take advantage of your layaway program at the Jewelry Barn. Complete that Christmas wish list now. Everything 15 to 50% off. That's right. 15 to 50% off now at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Steal by Fort Loramie. Redskins come down the floor. Houston knocks it out. Fort Loramie lobs in from below the rim to the post. Caleb Meyer is decked. Team foul 6 on Houston. Redskins inbounded again. To the right of the rim. Here's a deep left corner, high arching jump shot, way short. Arched up there on the play by Fort Loramie's Ty Ruinkamp, and Houston snared the board. 22-6 Fort Loramie, or I should say 22-8 Fort Loramie. 3:14 left, first half. Here's Herrick. Goes baseline right to List. Knifing through the lane, the cutter, Herrick. Bounce pass goes astray, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. How many turnovers for Houston, Mike? Too many.
I show 13.
Fort Loramie gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here with Fort Loramie leading Houston 22-8. Just over 3 to play here in the second quarter. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer, your physical therapist, has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Pinnacle treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging disc, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts most major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. At 700 East Park, by way of address, for Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, keeping you moving forward. And don't forget, Jim Spitzer has a center in Versailles. That's the Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center. It has been operating for 14 years now in Versailles. Nice field goal by Fort Loramie. Registered by whom, Mike?
Devin Ratterman got that one for three.
Devin Ratterman, long three ball for the Redskins, who lead it 25-8. Herrick for Houston tries to counter. Quick trigger, a bomb, short. Goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 2:29 to go in the second, 25-8 in favor of the Redskins. Token three-quarter court pressure by Houston. Ty Ruinkamp in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Ty, a six-foot junior, up to Burning. Fort Loramie playing without Nate Meyer. He's down for a while. High ankle sprain. Boy, Nate's had it rough. Hamstring injury in football. Before basketball started, hand injury. Now a high ankle sprain. Here's Caleb Meyer launching the three. Makes it for Fort Loramie. Right on target was Caleb Meyer. That one looked pretty when it left his hand. Radar right there.
We had a good view of that one.
Sure did. Yep, looking right over Caleb Meyer's shoulder. That one was on the mark as soon as it left the fingertips. A minute 57 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 28, Houston 8. As Fort Loramie knocks it out of bounds. Substitution for Houston. Leaving the game is Luke Ryan. Ryan Ely in. Luke Beaver to inbounds for Houston. Don't think Jake List, leading scorer on the year for Houston, has tallied a point yet, has he, Mike?
He has not.
Here's a long triple try. The Ballencipher of Houston let it go deep. It hit the back brace, kicked way up in the air, came down to Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. which leads 28-8. Outside the arc on the left, it's Caleb Meyer. Dives into the lane, and a little Euro step is whistled for a travel. Fort Laramie bench holding hands up. Really? That was one of those borderline calls. Sometimes you get whistled on that Euro step. Sometimes you don't. Midcourt with the ball is Ryan Ely for Houston. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ballencipher. Ball deflected into backcourt. Tracked down by Jake List. Out of Ballencipher. Right baseline. Fades. High arching floater from 16. Swish! Nice looking shot by Ballencipher. 28-10, Fort Laramie. A minute to go in the second. Baseline right. Burning has it stripped by Houston. Goes out of bounds. Redskins will play it in. Playmaker is Caleb Maurer. Dishes into Colin Moore. Straight away, Nolan Burning throws into the paint to Maurer. On the arc to Caleb Meyer. Three-pointer is en route. It circled the rim and spun out. Rebound down to Beaver. Luke Beaver, forecourt for Houston. On the arc to List. Elbow on the left, it's Ryan Ely. 44 seconds to go, first half. Ely fakes right, goes left. Behind him to List. He lets one go. Airmails a long tray. High off the rim, no. Rebound Fort Laramie. Down the floor, Colin Moore. He goes barging in from the right wing. Couldn't get the roll, but a foul against Houston. And Colin Moore's got two free throws. The clock stops. 32.8 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie up 28-10 over Houston. Colin Moore eyes the bucket. Bingo on the free throw. Second shot here for Colin. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, new underwriting sponsor. Glad to have it aboard. Free throw number two by Colin Moore, dead center as well. 30-10, Fort Laramie by 20. Final half minute, first half. Ballencipher over the arc. Open player left wing, Elijah Beaver for Houston. Sinks it from 18. 30-12, Fort Laramie in front by 18. As the Wildcats' offense starts to warm up late in the second quarter. 10 seconds left in the half. Steal taken away by Houston in midcourt. Down the floor, Ely below the rim. There's contact. A ball lost momentarily by Houston because of a Fort Laramie foul. 5.5 to go here in the second. As the Wildcats generate some life offensively here in period number two. Houston, after the initial quarter of play, had just three. 9-point second quarter. Free throw off to the right, no good by Ely. A chance with a made free throw here to lift Houston to a 10-point second period. Trailing 30-12, Ely's got it. 30-13, Fort Laramie. 5 ticks on the clock. Here comes Caleb Maurer down the floor, left flank, Caleb Meyer. And he throws up a line drive triple. It skids off the rim as the buzzer sounds. 30-13. Fort Laramie leads Houston by 17 points here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting.
works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee back in Houston. We are at the half. Fort Loramie 30, Houston 13 in boys Shelby County League action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR. Let's take a station break. It's near the top of the hour. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. You know, at Goffney Furniture, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom at Goffney offers high-quality furniture and some of everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. We have furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery too at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Here's Mike Wick pinch hitting for Chuck McBee to run down our scoring at the break.
Thanks, Chuck. Start out on the Fort Loramie side. The only guy in double digits is Caleb Meyer. He has a total of 13 points. Devin Ratterman had a three-pointer. Colin Moore, his total of 4 field goal, and then also 2 free throws. Nolan Burney has a pair of free throws for 2 points. Lane Frilling has a total of 4 points. Caleb Maurer also has 4 points, all in the first quarter. On the Houston side, Luke Beaver sunk a 3 for 3 points. Wyatt Kunk has 1. Elijah Beaver has 2. Xavier Ballencipher has 2. And Parker Herrick has total of 5, all coming in the second quarter.
Yeah, Fort Loramie led 15-3 after one in that second quarter. Houston fared much better in period number two. Houston scored 10 in that second stanza compared to Fort Loramie's 15. Thus, the Redskins are on top 30-13. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
It is halftime at Houston. Fort Loramie Boys 30, Houston Wildcats 13. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since the start of scoresbroadcast.com. Way back in 2006 and 7. In fact, January marks our 15th calendar year. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus, the name LaCal. Tonight, we highlight a couple of cheerleaders for Fort Loramie. Jessica Fishkelta, sophomore cheerleader, 3.75 GPA, daughter of Bridget and Joe, active in art club and band, for which she plays the trumpet. A sister, Jenna Fishkelta, cheered a year ago. She was a senior and graduated last spring from Fort Loramie. Jessica will enroll eventually at the Joint Vocational School as a junior, study cosmetology, undecided about her college choice. For Houston, senior cheerleader Mariah Boer, daughter of Scott and Gay, 4.0 GPA, active in track, plays basketball, volleyball, saxophone player for the band, student council, 4-H, Spanish Circle, a little bit of everything. Mariah even volunteers for the Shelby County Fair, undecided about her college choice, and she's after my heart. She will pursue marketing as a college major. Mariah Boer, senior cheerleader, Houston. Jessica Fishkelta, sophomore cheerleader, Fort Loramie, recognized here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started without the support and assistance from LaCal. So many thanks to the staff and associates at LaCal Equipment and Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. So much gratitude to them. Thank you, Roger and Mary Lee, again. And without the effort of LaCal Equipment supporting us from the get-go in 06 and 07, we never could have launched scoresbroadcast.com. That's all there is to it. Well, Fort Loramie in red starts the second half with possession down to her left. Right away, Nolan Burning goes down inside for Caleb Meyer, and a good steal. Ball yanked away by List of Houston. 30-13, Fort Loramie up 17. Here's Herrick on the arc for the Houston Wildcats. Ryan Ely in the game. He goes airborne on an 18-footer. Missed it off to the right. Rebound for Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Caleb Maurer. Oh, that's pretty. Kissed one in off the window. 15-foot jumper. 45 degrees off the baseline. It didn't even hit the rim when it went through. 50 seconds gone in the third, 32-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. And Houston is guilty of 10 seconds in the backcourt. Ely couldn't get it up to a teammate. They left him. So Fort Loramie possession up 32-13 with 7:08 to go in the third. Steal midcourt, overplay by Albers. It's on the deck. Burning got it, rolled, might have walked, lost it. Houston has it. Here's a deep right corner three, pumped up by Ely, short, no good. And the rebound is yanked down by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Just pass up the floor to Colin Moore. Steps inside the arc. Swish! 16-footer. Colin Moore on target. His offensive game is really rounding into form. 6:38 to go, third quarter. 34-13, Fort Loramie. Houston over the timeline. It's List. Oh, he dragged the pivot foot. That's a walk. Houston Wildcats looking for the first win against Fort Loramie in 13 tries. Redskins have won 13 straight, but Houston will not get it tonight, that's for sure. A lot of seniors in the Shelby County League, though, on the boys' side here in 2020-21. So Houston and Rushi might be able to make their marks on the SCAL next campaign. Here is a miss by Fort Loramie down to her left. Loose ball rebound tied up. Arrow favoring Houston, which will bring it down the floor. Trailing by 21 to Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in quarter number three. For Houston, we've got Parker Herrick on the floor, along with Luke Beaver, who's got the ball now. Ballencifer back in. Here's Ely on the arc to Ballencifer, 25 feet away. Herrick's got it. Oh, nice pass down inside to the cutter. Handled there by Wyatt Kunk. Gives it up to Ballencifer. A half hook from 8 feet. Strong. Weak side rebound to Herrick. Tried to go behind the back to a teammate and got it to Luke Beaver. Beaver throws it cross court. No one home. It goes out of bounds. 5:45 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 34. Houston 13. That was one of those passes that
he was hoping somebody was going to be there.
Yep, Houston just wasn't in sync on that play. The young man for whom the ball was intended cut to the basket, and the throw to him went behind. 2.5 gone, quarter number three. Fort Loramie 34, Houston 13. Deep right corner, it is Caleb Meyer fading away on the tray. Short, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Houston. Here's Ryan Ely against Burning, 25 feet out. Ely looks for Herrick, back cutting, gets it near the rim, shadowed by two Redskins, throws to Ballencifer, left wing, Colin Moore blocks his shot, it goes out of bounds. Houston's had pretty good luck penetrating, getting down near or inside the paint, but Fort Loramie's just a few inches taller all over the floor. It's not necessarily a big Fort Loramie team in terms of height, but Houston's quite small. Only one player who performs a lot who's taller than 6'1". Oh, look at that drive. Twirling down the lane, Ryan Ely drops it in on the go. Nice maneuver by him. 34-15 Fort Loramie. Nolan Burning attacks for Fort Loramie. Dives into the paint. Fadeaway shot. No, off the heel. Long rebound to Houston. 4:46 left in the third quarter. 34-15 Fort Loramie. Here's a high dribble by Houston, picked off by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. He dances down to Burning, to Caleb Meyer. He streaks in from the right flank, all the way to the rim. Got it. Survives the contact. Foul. Shot good. Three-point play chance for Caleb Meyer. And Caleb Meyer goes up strong. Boy, if you are going to prevent him from scoring, you've got to foul him with a lot of heft. 4 minutes, 33 seconds left to go here in the third quarter as that Houston player, Luke Beaver, picks up foul number three. Three-point play converted by Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer sinks it. 4:28 to go here in period number three. Bad pass, Houston over the timeline, right to Colin Moore. Then Houston knocks it loose. Here come the Wildcats into the half court. Luke Ryan on the floor now. Ryan, a 5'9 junior. His pass is batted out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Play a bit ragged at the moment. Each team having a challenging time hanging on to the ball. 4:15 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 37, Houston 15. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
As we return to action, Ballon Cypher for Houston receives the ball in the post. Back of the basket, spins, misses, but he's chopped on the arm, awarded two free throws, and the first one is right down through the ropes. Fort Loramie 37, Houston 16, 4:08 to go in the third. Second shot airborne, the Ballon Cypher. Front rim, backboard, and it trickles off the front. Colin Moore snares the rebound for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Nolan Burning. Burning brings it up. Left wing, starts to drive, beats resistance. Houston ties him up. Arrow enables Fort Loramie to keep it. And a player for the Redskins has received a technical foul. 37-16, Fort Loramie in the lead. 3:55 to go in the third quarter. We'll stroll to the other end, and Houston will shoot the techs. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, center of town on Pike Street. Check out the DeWalt display of power tools and accessories. Over 20 feet of DeWalt products, all 11% off. And all work gloves, half off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Go to the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Facebook page to win prizes, daily drawings too, right up till December 24th. Open 10 to 2 Sundays, Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 1. Don't forget, prizes, daily drawings till Christmas at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Pike Street in the center of town. Free throws, Houston. What, Mike? One made, one missed?
Yep, Luke Beaver made the first one, missed the second one.
20-point lead, Fort Loramie, 37-17. Houston possession after the technical, but a throw to the baseline on the right is picked off by Colin Moore. Then his pass is intercepted by Houston. Then an overplay by Fort Loramie from behind to pick up the personal foul. I think it's Caleb Maurer. 20-point lead, Fort Loramie. 3:34 to go in the third, and the player for Houston, Herrick, was deemed to be in the act of shooting. Free throw by him is good. A little sloppy, careless play in the third quarter. Head coach Corey Britton not satisfied with his club's handling of the ball. Second shot, Herrick, rimmed out. Rebound to Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Excuse me. Ratterman, backcourt to Colin Moore. Up the right side to Caleb Maurer. He tries to thread one down inside to Lane Frilling. That was a pass from near the center line to the post. Houston broke it up, nearly stole it, resulted in a tie-up. And again, Fort Loramie takes a timeout. 3:24 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 37, Houston 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops,
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
We have 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 37, Houston 18. Wildcats have the ball to her right. Here is Parker Herrick. Little jab step. He took a move to the left, then darted to the right, drew a foul out of the arc. Defensive personal against Ty Ruhenkamp of Fort Loramie. I've been impressed by Parker Herrick. He has turned in a fine game for Houston. Ball lobbed inbounds by the Wildcats. It's too long at midcourt, and it's scraped up off the hardwood by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Devin Ratterman. 2:56 to go, third quarter. 19-point lead, Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ty Ruhenkamp. Nate Meyer nursing a high ankle sprain. Not in uniform here tonight for Fort Loramie. Out another couple weeks. Devin Ratterman hoists up a long three. No good off the iron. Ball shoots way up in the air. Houston gets the board. Down to Parker Herrick. Foul line jumper on the run. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Foul against Houston with 2:34 to go here in the third quarter. 37-18. Fort Loramie in the lead. Our halftime score was 30-13. So we've only had 12 points scored between the two clubs here in the third quarter. It's been sloppily played in this third stanza.
Houston definitely came out more aggressive in the second half.
Here's Burning down the floor, entering the lane, leaves it behind him on the arc for Devin Ratterman, who sinks a long trip ball. A trifecta from Devin Ratterman. Boy, you give him a little bit of room. He's like radar. He'll knock it down from distance as he did right then. And Fort Loramie's got a 22-point lead, its biggest of the night. Little give and go by Houston. Awkward reverse layup in traffic, but Wyatt Kunk, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Burning. Again, Houston's gotten down inside the teeth of Fort Loramie's defense with its quickness, but it's been too small to finish.
Yeah, and I think it's wearing them out. You can see they're getting a little tired.
Wildcats just don't display enough size. Fort Loramie's not a tall team in terms of height. But a little more brawn on those Redskins. And Houston's had difficulty muscling for shots down in the lane. Quick miss down to her left by Houston. And then Fort Loramie gathers the rebound over guarding foul against the Wildcats. A minute 32 to go in the third quarter, 40-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. List sits down for Houston. Back in is Luke Ryan. Also on the floor, Luke Beaver. Malin Cipher there as well. In addition, Elijah Beaver. Wyatt Kunk, the fifth man out there for Houston. Here is Burning into the left corner for Fort Loramie. Nearly walked, gave it up to a teammate. His arm was grabbed. Minute 19 to go, third quarter, 40-18, Fort Loramie. Not a lot of flow to this third quarter. It's been a little choppy. Baseline left, Burning to inbounds. Lobbing out high. Gathered there by the Redskins. I believe that is Eilerman on the floor. I believe that's Logan Eilerman, who caught the ball in the lane, fed it to Albers. That's a sizable duo in the paint area. Hooking foul against Houston. 10 fouls committed by these two clubs in the third quarter. It's been a personal foul, turnover-plagued third period. We have 1 minute remaining.
And Luke Beaver just picked up his fourth.
He sits down for Houston. Baseline left of the basket. Ball will be inbounded by Fort Loramie. It is thrown on the arc to Eilerman. Eilerman on the dribble. He bounces it once, twice. I'm sorry, Nolan Burning is in, not Eilerman. Outside the arc on the left, it's Devin Ratterman. nearly shoved on the play by Luke Ryan. Ratterman steps back, launches the three, short. Rebound Ballenside for Houston, stolen by Albers. Albers plows to the rim, and he is bottled up from behind. Too much contact, foul. Albers gets two for Fort Loramie. 33.6 to go here in the third, which has seen a lot of stoppages of action. Third quarter is dragged on. Free throw by Albers. Dips in, dips out. No good. 40-18. Fort Loramie up 22. Its biggest cushion of the night. Second shot, McGrant. He had three free throws against Versailles on Saturday, returning to action. And he's a bit rusty. Second foul shot, barely caught front iron. Houston hurries up the floor and hastily throws it away at midcourt. It is Ty Ruhenkamp in backcourt to Burning for Fort Loramie. There's a high screen set by the Redskins. Now between the circles, it's Logan Eilerman. That is him. Logan on the floor, 6'4 sophomore. Here's a baseline J by Nolan Burning, open, short. Rebound down to List of Houston. Ball clawed away on the deck, taken by Fort Loramie. Albers in the lane, shoveled a pass off to Ratterman, but Albers shuffled his feet first.
Yep, took an extra step there.
1.7 to go here in the third quarter, and head coach Blackfoot of Houston gets a timeout to set something up. The holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding the perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money. And spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member.
1.7 seconds left on the clock.
Houston down by 22. Let's see what is up the sleeve of Coach Blackfoot. Obviously, it's something he's practiced during the week at Fort Loramie with token pressure at midcourt. Ball lobbed at the timeline to a Wildcat who spins and throws it toward the rim at the other end. It's way short off the mark, and that's it. End of the third quarter. Fort Loramie 40, Houston 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Houston Pep Band strikes up at the Wildcats gym. 40-18, Fort Loramie at the end of three quarters over the home club. Fort Loramie throws it in play to start the final period of the night. It's Logan Eilerman 25 feet away on the left for Fort Loramie and off the bench. One of Spencer Wells' fine football players, outstanding wide receiver, Logan Eilerman, gives it up top of the circle to Caleb Maurer. Back cut, Devin Ratterman low in the left. Shot fake, goes up strong, draws a two-shot foul. Nice teamwork by Fort Loramie. Good ball rotation. Fine movement by Ratterman without the ball. A couple of free throws for Devin. 30 seconds gone here in quarter number four. Shot is good. 41-18 Fort Loramie. 23-point spread. Make it 24. Ratterman right on the button twice. Yep, that's the biggest separation between the two clubs this evening, 24 points. Here's List with the ball for Houston. Gives it on the play to teammate Luke Beaver. Beaver at the foul line, tries to make a pass down low. Tipped in the air and stolen by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Turnovers continue to mount both sides, especially for Houston, right, Mike?
That's correct. Unofficially, I'm showing 22-10. A little lopsided.
22 miscues on the floor for Houston. Here's Eilerman, head of the key for Fort Loramie. On a weave to Caleb Maurer, 30 feet away. Right corner, Devin Ratterman. Eilerman sets a screen, little pick and roll. Right back to Logan, up and in at the rack. Well done.
Nice play.
Logan strong at the iron, 44-18. Fort Loramie leads it. Houston outside the arc on the right is Parker Herrick. Mismatch there. Eilerman all over him. Head of the key, it goes to Wyatt Kunk down the lane. Dishes to teammate Luke Beaver. Ball is stroked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Stifling defense all night long by the Redskins, limiting Houston to 18 through the first three quarters plus. Baseline right, Luke Beaver inbounding for Houston. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Wyatt Kunk lets it fly, wide left. And List of Houston tries to save it, can't do it. Fort Loramie will bring it down. We're pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com. 200 years of experience among Hoing and Hoing employees. It's become one of the premier home builders in the area. If you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has them for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing in Anna. Nice stick back rebound shot by Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Two goals in a row by him. And the Redskins are up 46-18. Here's a travel call in the post against List of Houston. 5:34 left. And Fort Loramie's lead has swollen to 28, the biggest of the night. Well, we wish everyone from scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Social distance, wash your hands, wear your mask.
Keep safe.
Yep, stay safe and healthy throughout the holidays.
There will be a one-on-one.
Avoid those large cluster gatherings. Foul against Houston. That's eight personals on the Wildcats this half. And Fort Loramie gets free throws here. Caleb Maurer at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Dips the knees, flexes them, arches the shot up, and true. 47-18 Fort Loramie. Second shot here for Maurer.
He's got a nice style.
Free throw up. It is in again. Lane Frilling back on the court for Fort Loramie. 48-18 Fort Loramie. Houston had, what, 13 points at the half, Mike?
That is correct.
Only five here in 11 minutes of the second half. Fort Loramie's defense has picked it up. Here's a fadeaway jump shot, foul line by Houston. Good! Luke Ryan right on the button. 5'9 junior connects. 48-20 Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer down the floor, picked up by Herrick. Drives, foul line. Pass right baseline, Eilerman. To the cutter, Caleb Maurer, right down the pipe, up and in. Caleb Maurer not being denied. Took it to the hole. 50-20, Fort Loramie, up 30. 4:40 left in the fourth. Right corner, Luke Beaver for Houston. Outside to Herrick. Drive through the lane, up and under, shovel shot. Yes, nicely done by Herrick. Beautiful play. Head coach Flatfoot of Houston gets a timeout. 4:29 left to go here in the fourth. 50-22, Fort Loramie in the lead. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Houston Pep Band making some noise here at the Wildcats Gym.
They're making a lot of noise.
Fort Loramie 50, Houston 22, 4:29 left in the fourth quarter. We'll tell you all about SecureCom and Minster here in just a moment. Fort Loramie now with a wealth of changes offensively. We may not have all the numerals and names. Fort Loramie just scored on a drive to the rim. Isaac Maurer has checked in. Good play by Isaac. He bullied his way right down the paint, banked it home. 30-point lead for Fort Loramie. Fadeaway jump shot, balance cipher, foul stripe for Houston. No good off to the right. Out of bounds it goes, and Fort Loramie will bring it down. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about security systems, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of money and time. At SecureCom, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for many years to come. That's SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. That's SecureCom.com. Your pros in protection. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Isaac Maurer in the left corner to Devin Radiman for Fort Loramie. His jump shot is short, skips across the rim, weak side rebound Fort Loramie, and a foul against Houston. Logan Eilerman towing the stripe for Fort Loramie. First free throw, no good. Score remains 52-22. Redskins up 30, 3:14 left in this contest. We'll be off till next Monday here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. We'll have a girls contest for you next Monday, either Rushi at Botkins or Minster at Lima Bath. And then next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight, it is Anna Jackson Center Boys from the Rockets Gym. Should be a very good basketball game. Three-point play converted, right, Mike? Was that foul shot made?
Yeah, he made one of two.
One of two.
Yep.
I'm sorry. There was no made field goal, one of two in the free throws. Houston with a miss down to a right with 2:47 to go. And Fort Loramie leading by 31. Outside the arc on the left, here is Eilerman jacking one up from three-point territory. Short, long rebound to Fort Loramie. Lost at midcourt. Redskins retrieve. Here's Gavin Kemper, 5'10 junior, in. Throws it cross-court to a teammate. Down to 2:26 to go in the fourth. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp. Fort Loramie playing pitch and catch on the arc with a sizable 31-point lead as we near the 2-minute mark late in the fourth quarter. Here's a long three, left corner by Fort Loramie. Short, no good. Stick back miss, but a foul against Houston. At the free throw line here for Fort Loramie is Ty Ruhenkamp, 6-foot junior.
And that was foul number 5 for Luke Beaver.
And 10 fouls on Houston, double bonus Fort Loramie. Here is Ruhenkamp stroking it and hits it. 54-22 Fort Loramie. Biggest spread of the night, 32 points. Next shot coming up here for Ty. He played splendidly last year on the JVs. He was a key component. Foul shot, yes. 55-22 Fort Loramie. Houston has not beaten Fort Loramie in now 14 straight tries. Last time the Wildcats beat the Redskins was in December of 2013 here by a score of 63-59. Here's Houston dribbling through the paint, moving screen. No, it's called against a defensive player for Fort Loramie. Minute 53 to go in the fourth. 55-22 Fort Loramie on top.
Still a common foul for Fort Loramie.
Ball fed left corner to Wyatt Kunk. On the arc to Brandon Pollock, 6'2 senior. Tries to squeeze between a couple Redskins. Can't. The ball is struck loose. Houston picks it up, though. Diving into the lane, Wyatt Kunk with a flyer. It danced off the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Houston. Foul, Fort Loramie, with a minute 35 to go. At the line, Jake List of Houston. He has been, for the most part, the leading scorer for Houston this year. He's got zero tonight. There's his first point as he drops in the charity throw. 55-23, Fort Loramie. Houston's offense has struggled, but Fort Loramie's defense has been mighty good. It's been superb. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie. With 90 seconds to go in the game, and Fort Loramie up 55-23. Redskins on the bounce. Isaac Maurer now to Ruhenkamp. Ball thrown left corner to Maurer. Then a push by Houston. Stops the clock with a minute 19 to go.
And that's going to be double bonus.
Redskins at the stripe. It is Maurer, 6'4 senior. Got a pair. Feet about 18 inches apart. Tosses it up there too strong. No good. Second shot, Isaac Maurer. It's on the way. In, out, back in. A lot of rim action, but it stayed home. 56-23. Fort Loramie in the lead. A minute 16 to go here in this game. Here is Houston on a drive down the lane. Ball knocked loose by Fort Loramie. Picked up by Herrick. Scramble for it. Timeline. And coming out of there with it is Fort Loramie. Down the floor, hard driving layup, no good, and a foul against the Houston Wildcats. And, Mike, you know what? I'm going to have to turn it over to you. I've got to rush to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll take her from here. Fort Loramie puts up the second shot. He makes seven. This is going to be fun as I try to keep book and announce both, but we'll do that. A little delay in action as some check-ins came in. Second shot's up and also good. Houston inbounds the ball, brings it up half court. Pass it over, comes in, and a foul. Foul against Isaac Maurer as he picks up his second. Shooting two will be Brandon Pollitt for Houston. First one's up. Bounces off the front and comes down no good. Back to Pollitt. His second shot's up and it hits nothing, no rim. And now Fort Loramie will bring it back up for the final 51 seconds of the game. Top of the court to Ruhenkamp. Passes to Isaac Maurer, who is fouled. Isaac Maurer will be shooting three. He was in three-point land when he picked up the foul against Pollock, and he sinks the first one. with the second attempt. It is also good. Nothing but net. Score now 60-23 for Army, and he picks up the third one. Isaac Maurer with a perfect three there. The very hard way to pick up three. 61-23, down to the final 30 seconds. Alston passes, and it's intercepted by Fort Laramie, who goes the entire length of the court. Ty Ruhlenkamp for an additional two. Down to 12 seconds of the game. Out on top, Luke Ryan passes it off. Shot and no good. Final regulation comes down. End of the game, 23 points for Houston. And we have 56 for Fort Laramie. As Jack is making his way back into the announcer's table. Just in time to find, call the final part of the game. So 56-23 was the final score. You missed the last couple minutes of the game.
33-point win by Fort Laramie over Houston. JV game went to Fort Laramie by a score of 69-26. Redskins now 6-3 on the year. Houston drops to 0-7. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right, go Goffney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie. And Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Made the dash to the restroom, raced up the steps, and I'm out of breath. 50-yard dash up the bleachers and down the bleachers.
But I will give you credit. You made good time.
I did. Missed the last minute of the game. Fort Laramie played well defensively. Third quarter was not one either coach would be pleased with. A lot of turnovers in that third period of this game. Sloppy play. Fort Laramie's defense pretty strong throughout. Again, the Houston club is small in terms of size and got down below the foul line numerous times, just could not score. I just don't have the dearth or the height of the Fort Laramie players. It's not a tall Fort Laramie team by any stretch, but a number of football players out there. And the Redskins eventually wore Houston down and won big, going away by a final of 56-23. Mike, who do you think our stars of this game are?
Well, I'm going to go with the high point getters, and that would be Caleb Meyer from Fort Laramie. He had a total of 16 points tonight. And then on the other side of the board, let's talk about Parker Herrick. He scored a total of 8, but he had a nice second quarter there where he made a 3 and a 2.
Yeah, I was impressed by Parker Herrick. In fact, I think I mentioned that during the course of the game. The fine performance by him. Parker Herrick, Caleb Meyer of Fort Laramie are Clancy's stars. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Of 10 people scored for Fort Loramie, head coach Corey Britton went to his bench early and often in that second half. Count them, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10 scored, 2 in double digits. Caleb Maurer had 10. Caleb Meyer had 16. Those two young men, seems like game in, game out, the two top point getters for Fort Loramie, which is still not a healthy club yet. Grant Albers at the post, not back strong on that injured ankle. He hurt it in the Jackson Center game. Nate Meyer out and maybe out for another couple weeks. He's got the high ankle sprain. Of course, Damon Mesher, Fort Loramie hoped to have this year. Missing him, football and basketball as well. But it's a pretty deep club, and Fort Loramie is going to start rounding into shape, that's for certain. Fort Loramie now in a three-game win streak, won three, dropped three, now has victories over St. Henry, Versailles, and Houston all in succession to go to 6-3 on the year. Houston now 0-7 on the campaign. Again, keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We will be promoting for you upcoming webcasts, games next Monday and Tuesday. Trying to receive communication back from two or three different sites on Monday. We may cover the Shelby County Athletic League game featuring the Rushi girls and Bodkins girls from the Trojans gym. We have inquired about the Fort Loramie at Canton Glen Oak game and also about the Minster at Lima Bath game. Those are also on Monday, but have not gotten definitive replies from Canton or Lima. So it may very well be we cover the Rushi Bodkins girls game on Monday night. Next Tuesday, it's Anna Jackson Center Boys Action Shelby County League from Anna.
And that'll be a great game.
Oh, sure should. A dandy. By way of recap, once again, our scores underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. I was so out of breath running back up the bleachers after going to the restroom that I was hardly able to zip through these anchor sponsors. And we have so much gratitude for them. AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. The industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors, gratitude to M&A Muffler and Myers, M&A muffler and tires. Easy for me to say. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And don't forget Brookings on Saturday nights. Marinated pork chops, you'll love them. Luncheon specials during the week. Pork tenderloin on Wednesday, roasted chicken on Tuesday. Savory sandwiches, meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, always at Brookings at 10 Elm Street. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes you heard all about Brookings here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Again, from all of us here at Scores Broadcast and WMVR, have a safe and healthy holiday stretch of time. Manage the protocols, social distance, wear the mask, wash the hands, and if you can, avoid those large clusters or groups of people. And we will see you back after Christmas. Again, a game Monday night. Don't know the location yet. It will be girls basketball on Monday evening. Boys action next Tuesday on the 29th. We know that for sure at Jackson Center at Anna. And on Monday night, the 28th, a girls game, again, not certain of the location. Could be a Shelby County Athletic League game, Rushi at Botkins. We've not seen the Rushi girls yet. Mike Wick enjoyed it. John Hemp Imagery with us. Thanks so much to John. Mike, good night here at Houston. Haven't been here in quite a while. Love this gymnasium. It's probably the second largest in the Shelby County Athletic League. It and Anna, right around 1,500.
And a very nice crowd.
Oh, nice crowd.
Both
sides. Well, right at 15%.
That's true.
Shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been any more than that. And our locale equipment young ladies tonight that we highlighted here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jessica Fishkelta, sophomore cheerleader, Fort Loramie. Mariah Boer, senior cheerleader, Houston. A gratitude to them, recognized by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. So for John Hemp, for Mike Wick, for our online Scores Broadcast audience, for our WMVR radio audience, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Houston, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Houston Wildcats 56-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.